Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Electrical and Facilities Superintendent for the City of Marshalltown, David Diemer. How you doing today?
Good, Zach.
Appreciate you making a little time for us. I know right now can be a little bit busy for you, but it sounds like your crews have gotten a lot of the switching over to the holiday theme here in downtown and 13th Street already. But, you know, I appreciate you stopping by and letting us know what's going on kind of in your world right now. Let's start with those holiday lights. People over the weekend may have seen 13th Street District was lit up a little bit. That's not a volunteer crew in the 13th Street District. That's you and your team, right?
It is. The guys did the changed out the banners to the winter banners and then installed the holiday lights on all the poles down there. We got that done last Friday when the weather's nice. We really strive to get it done when it's warmer out and not blowing snow.
Yeah, I know. Growing up, it was always a tradition at my household to do the Christmas lights and the Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving. Some years it was good. It was a nice weather, maybe 40, 50 degrees. Some years it was snowing on us, so you kind of got to take advantage. I should have put my lights up this last weekend. But you guys are working now kind of on Main Street in downtown, right?
Correct, yeah. They will be working yesterday and today. Putting up the lights and the holiday wreaths.
Yeah, so that is all done by our city staff, whether it's the veteran banners. You guys help with those,
yes,
too, right?
We did take those down the day after Veterans Day and installed the seasonal ones back up and then work with CBD on getting the holiday lights and the wreaths up.
You know, truly, I'll say as a citizen driving down Main Street, looking at 13th Street District, those holiday lights, it really does kind of bring that Christmas spirit, that holiday cheer out within our city. So I want to thank you guys for doing that and kind of bringing that Christmas and holiday spirit out for everybody here in town. Also, right now, you had mentioned that you're helping Park and Rec winterize the buildings. What's kind of part of this process?
Correct. All the buildings rental buildings that they rent out during the summer that do not have heat or air, we winterize those. This includes like the Aquatic Center, Riverview Park Campground, the Shower House, Anson Park, 6th Street Complex, all those buildings, you know, we have to pull the water meters, drain all the water out of them, and winterize all the buildings.
Yeah, because those are the facilities, like you said, don't have heat, and you don't want those pipes to burst over the wintertime. You guys are just doing kind of regular maintenance now. Now is kind of the time, though, especially people at home. We've had a really nice fall here where it really hasn't, you know, Saturday I was still out grilling. I think it hit 70 degrees here in Marshalltown. It may not feel like it, but winter is coming. We've got to switch over things and look at that HVAC and filters and things like that, right?
Yeah. Yes, we do change up filters in all the buildings. Most of the buildings are monthly. Some are every other month, but you know, some of the buildings we need to make sure that the heaters are working. They're not air conditioned, so Public Works building, definitely one of them that we have to verify that those are working so we're not caught when it is bad weather and too cold to get them started.
Yeah. I know one thing that your team was working on with some of the buildings, you know, especially with the Main Street project, you guys were looking at all the exterior lights, making sure that those are lit up. I feel like your team, you could probably send somebody around to all the city buildings once a week and they could just spend a day changing light bulbs. Is that probably right?
It is. We check them usually on a weekly basis, or if we get called in for something else, we walk the building and make sure all the lights are working properly inside and out.
Yeah, so the exterior lights, especially because of the project, it's winter, people might be cutting through buildings because it's cold, and those provide at least a little shelter from the wind. If we see an exterior light on, can we report that somewhere? Can we let you know? Is that something that we can do?
Oh, definitely. You can call Public Works Department, 641-754-5734, and report it to them. They will get it to me, and we will get out and work on it.
Yeah, you are just one man here. You can't run around to all the buildings all the time. So that's just like the potholes around town. You know, it's a good way that the community can just help support you and your team as you try to keep downtown and some of those buildings lit up on the outside, especially. Joined today with the Electrical and Facilities Superintendent David Diemer for the city of Marshalltown. You had mentioned that you're helping out a little bit with the library's interior renovation. What do you know about what's going on here, and how are you helping out?
They are doing a renovation in the southwest corner of the building, adding two new larger conference rooms, meeting rooms, and three smaller individual meeting rooms in there. I'm just assisting Sarah on looking at the drawings and be working with the architect and the contractors when that goes out for bid.
Yeah. Okay. So that way you know if something breaks down in a year or two afterwards, you can come in and fix it, right?
Correct.
All right. So another thing that I know we've talked about a few times, the traffic signals. And if I come up to a traffic signal, especially at night, I know you guys switch at, I believe it's 11 o'clock. You guys switch to maybe some of them being flashing. So if Correct. I see a flashing red, treat that like a stop sign.
Correct. Yes. 11 p.m. They are on a schedule. 11 p.m. they go into what we call yellow flash. So the main corridor gets yellow flash, so they're to slow down. And the side streets have the red flash, they're stop.
So yellow flash, I don't necessarily have to stop, but slow Correct. Down and proceed with caution.
Correct.
Okay. And then so it flips at 11 o'clock at night, and then at what time in the morning?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. in the morning. So those happens all the time here in Marshalltown every night. But what were to happen, I know we had maybe a couple of accidents here that hit a street pole. And then that's when they kind of go to those flashing signals for a little bit, because I imagine wires and things get messed up if a car hits a pole.
Correct, yes. We had one at South Center and Lynn that took out a pole completely, one head. And, yes, we had to put out temporary stop signs. And, you know, it was on a weekend, of course. So, you know, Monday we started working on it, getting it back into red flash, and then rebuilding that pole.
What does that take? You know, if the pole gets taken out, is maybe the computer, the motherboard in another location, or once that pole's out, that whole system kind of gets shut down?
It can, depending on where it at, which pole it is. This particular one did have the controller and conflict monitor in it, so it did take everything out. Yank the wires out of the ground and everything. So it was significant work for the crew to get it put back up.
And so things like that, I imagine, especially nowadays, you know, it's not like Amazon has a whole, you know, street light or a traffic light department that you can do 2-day shipping on. There's probably a little lead time or not easy to find the equipment that you need.
Correct. We have one supplier that supplies the majority of our equipment. The traffic signal heads, the arms, the controllers, that comes from one supplier. And yes, they are a long lead item. There was another accident on North 3rd and State that took out the actual cabinet, and that was close to 4 months before we received the new cabinet and controllers for that inside.
Yeah, and we should say that these are not recent accidents. These are just things that have happened in the past year or so that David and his team has dealt with. So, you know, dealing with those long lead times, what's kind of the way that your team then kind of combats that or battles that? Because I don't feel like I saw streetlights flashing for months at a time.
No, we do keep spare parts on hand. We try to keep as many spare parts on hand, but some of them, you know, we can't. We don't have a new cabinet sitting around if a cabinet's destroyed. Unfortunately, those change and the technology changes, and if it's damaged, standard practice is you replace everything inside of it. So we're at the mercy of the supplier to get new material.
Yeah, so a cabinet, is that like where people go to reprogram the stoplight? What is a cabinet then?
Inside the cabinet, you have what we can call a controller, where we can set times for how long the red light is on, how long the yellow light is on, how long the green light is on, who gets who gets the green light, has the cameras, the traffic signal detection cameras that make it change from side streets to north, south, east, west. Opticom, which is for the fire department, they have a equipment in their vehicle where they can make the red lights change to green when they're in an emergency.
So that's not just because of the flashing lights. They have something in there?
In their truck.
Okay, so I can stop doing my brights to try and change it?
That will not happen. So then every intersection that has pedestrian crosswalks, all that is in that cabinet too, being controlled by the controller. So, yes, if you see somebody out there open up the cabinet, it's more than likely we got a phone call from somebody saying pedestrian light isn't working or the time is off. You know, I'm sitting too long at the side street. I'm not getting a green.
But you had mentioned that you want to sit in that one spot. If I start creeping forward and I become out of the camera's window, then it won't trip the signal then either.
You're correct. If you're doing that, it's a term in the traffic signal. You're a creeper. You're creeping forward. You're creeping past the stop bar. You're creeping over the traffic detection. So if you creep too far, you will not get lights to change on you.
I think I'm a creeper and a flasher here because I creep forward and I flash my brights. But I'm learning that is, you know, more of a detriment than anything for me. So joined today with David Diemer, the electrical and facilities superintendent for the city of Marshalltown. David, I appreciate you stopping by. Let's mention one more time, though. If somebody sees maybe a traffic signal out or a light out on the outside of a building, there's a place that people can call, right?
Yep. Just please call the Public Works Department at 641-754-5734.
Awesome, David. Well, I appreciate you stopping by a couple times a year and just letting us know what's going on in your world. So thank you for all you do in our town.
Thank you.